More than a year after Russian forces stormed the southern region of Chechnya, the Kremlin has announced a change in strategy. Russia's President Vladimir Putin plans to withdraw thousands of army troops and police. He will shift command of the military operation to the Federal Security Service, the successor to the KGB. And Putin has asked Moscow's representative to Chechnya, a former Muslim cleric, to form a new local government. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Chechnya.
For Russian officials, the situation north of the Terek River is as good as it gets in Chechnya. This small sliver of the republic never supported the separatists and was spared Russian bombing. Sultan Mahmudov, a Chechen electrician working at a Russian base here, is pointed out as someone who supports Moscow's intervention. But as soon as Russian officers turn away, he says the Russians should leave and let Chechens solve their own problems. Travel around Chechnya is safest by helicopter. Rebel bands still operate throughout much of the region, mining roads, strafing Russian checkpoints, and kidnapping for ransom. President Putin's man in Chechnya, Akhmad Kadyrov, says the Russian military is too blunt an instrument to deal with the separatists. He says the mopping up operations have long been unnecessary.
They merely terrify the population. We need subtle operations of high quality to root out the bandits.
Kadyrov has been openly critical of human rights violations. Surprisingly, he thinks the FSB security service will be more effective with less bloodshed. A former cleric, Kadyrov once supported independence, but as Chechnya fell further and further into anarchy, and as radical Islamic fighters became involved, he broke with Chechnya's elected president, Aslan Maschadov. With a portrait of Putin now hanging behind him, Kadyrov rules out negotiations with Maschadov, who's now believed to be in hiding somewhere in the region.
Maschadov is 100% responsible for our problems because he was the president, but he did nothing to stop the criminals. I don't know if he was frightened or bored, but he is now our greatest traitor.
Kadyrov talks of replacing Russian forces with as many as 22,000 local Chechen police. A Russian officer listening to this expressed skepticism about the Chechens' loyalty. And it will be difficult to raise such a force. Rebels have launched a campaign of assassinations against local leaders and clerics working with Moscow or with Kadyrov. Musakh Akhmadov, head of the Gudermes Hospital, is afraid to take a public political position in support of Kadyrov.
I have no weapons, no bodyguards. If I speak out, what will happen to my family? They can kill us at any moment. Everyone is afraid.
Kadyrov is walking a fine line. He wants the Russians to leave Chechens to solve their own problems, but he himself relies on Russians for protection. Many Chechens suspect he's nothing but Moscow's pawn, while Moscow suspects he remains a separatist at heart and is merely biding his time. And so far, Kadyrov has nothing to show for his alliance with Moscow. Despite repeated promises, Chechnya has not seen a ruble of reconstruction money. At one of the few hospitals the Russian forces have not destroyed, women give birth in the dark because there are regular blackouts. Half the babies are born sick. There's been a surge of TB and hepatitis. The medical staff, desperate for medicines and equipment, relies not on Moscow, but international organizations for supplies. The only construction so far in Chechnya is at the huge military base on the edge of Grozny. It's being expanded and fortified. For all Moscow's promises about a change in tactics, this republic is far from returning to civilian rule. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Khankala, Chechnya.